Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing a new law to try to help homeowners who have seen their properties taken over by squatters. Here's ABC's Allison Kosick.
Effective July 1st, any property owner dealing with a squatter can go to their local sheriff, show proof of ownership, sign a form, and get the squatter tossed out. All 50 states have some form of a squatter's rights law meant to protect long-term tenants from eviction, often leading to a lengthy and expensive court process for the owner.
Two big cocaine busts in Colombia, one in a speedboat was caught with more than 3 tons of drugs on board, worth about $113 million. And another, 2 tons of cocaine was found at a port packed in avocados. And the future of the dachshund may be in danger in Germany. A bill there calls for a ban on the breeding of the so-called little sausage dogs for their legs and long bodies that can cause spinal problems for them. Critics of the bill say the breed is part of Germany's heritage, though. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state Supreme Court is letting a lower court ruling stand that a group of Amazon delivery drivers in Wisconsin should be classified as employees. The case is being watched closely for its impact on all kinds of different businesses. 20 elected officials across Wisconsin are urging Wisconsin Democrats to vote uninstructed on Tuesday. They're protesting President Biden's support for Israel's war in Gaza. Meanwhile, 6-12% of Wisconsin voters may go with one of the third party or independent candidates for president in November.
There's this sense that the American political system is broken and not listening to ordinary Americans. So there's lots of disenchantment.
Political scientist Kathy Kramer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
April 2nd from 12 to 5 at the Park Falls Community Peace Center, there will be a blood drive. There will be another one in Prentice on April 3rd from 12 to 6 at the Prentice High School. And to register for either one, please visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Additionally, all who come to give between April 8th through the 28th will get a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of their choice. Plus, we automatically enter for a chance to win one of two $7,000 gift cards.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Bucks lose Pat Beverly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It happened Sunday night. Bucks guard Pat Beverly says his right wrist kept bothering him during warm-ups. He still played in the game against the Thunder, then had x-rays the next day.
Talked to the doctor and informed me that I tore a ligament in my right wrist and I'm going to need it surgically repaired, which takes 3 to 4 months.
Beverly likely done for the season. The Bucks face the Pelicans tonight in New Orleans. College basketball tonight at the Kohl Center in Madison. The Badgers women's team faces the Illinois State Redbirds in the NIT. Baseball, the Brewers and Mets game canceled due to poor weather in New York. The two teams will try again tomorrow. Bob Uecker says he'll be back in the broadcast booth for opening day next week at American Family Field. Then it's day-to-day after that. Uecker is 90 years old and has been calling Brewers games since 1971.
Just a bit outside.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Snow will remain likely here in the overnight, although it will start to taper off as we get closer to sunrise. We'll see any kind of accumulation under an inch. Lows close to the 10-degree mark. On your Thursday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, afternoon highs in the mid-30s. It's 18 at our studios.
Brand new country.
We got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Q Country.
Yeah, this could be your last drink from a stranger in a bar. The last time that you're dancing in unfamiliar arms. Yeah, this could be your last first kiss if we do this thing right. Your last time alone beneath neon lights. It could be your last.
Downtown looks like it's New Year's Eve. You find some bar you can halfway breathe. Touch tune some old deep cut Cheap Trick. Got your girl singing every word of it. So you bring a couple shots of chilled Patron to the prettiest thing that you ever hit on. Somehow she ain't got a boyfriend. So you make her laugh all night and then take her home. Truck.
7-pound, 5-ounce, sitting in a car seat, creeping down the interstate. Two young lovers that are scared to death, but still can't wait to take her home, fall in love, thank the good Lord up above that he sent one down into your arms and put a chain around your raised hell heart. You try to play cool walking through the door, but you're smiling like a fool cause you can't wait for it. Down the road, memories you're bound to make, and you will one day take her home. Take her home. Your kids turn me to stone, I'd be a statue standing tall in ancient Rome. And if your touch shattered me like glass, I'd be in pieces trying to make the breaking last. If it took one look, turn my days to night, at least I'd have the stars that sparkle in your eyes. There's just some things that leave a man no choice, like a compass needle needing its true north. Even if I knew the day we met you'd be the reason
online at 98qcountry.com.
Should have known by the way you passed me by, there was something in your eyes, and it wasn't.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98Q Country.
Thank you.
Thursday morning with Talladega at 98Q Country. Little bit of a warm-up today. Should be into the 40s for the weekend. Today, going to struggle to get to about 35, 36, right in that range. Well, folks at Complete Rain Gutter want to let you know that they're there for a free quote for you. Yeah, they've had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years, by the way. CompleteRainGutter.com, and you can get a quote. Local people, local quote. Always good to know that. 15 is our temperature. 36 is what they're telling us it'll be today. Not as cold with sunshine and patchy clouds. Oh, the patchy clouds. Those winds will be west at 10 to 20 today. So warming up a little bit. We're going to get into the 40s tomorrow. And then probably stay at least 40 and for the weekend. And then 50s and upper 50s for parts of next week, possibly, probably later in the week. Gradual warm up. We still have a pretty good snow cover out there. I thought the rain that we had the other day after the snow would take a lot of it down, but there's still quite a bit. Out there. A couple of notes this morning: the Brewers were supposed to have their season opener today. We talked about rain in New York today, and they finally listened to me yesterday, and they postponed today's game because of the rain. So they had a scheduled day off tomorrow, and a lot of times they'll do this in case the season opener gets postponed because there's a lot of weather issues, obviously, this time of the year. They usually like to leave that second day vacant, and that's what they did. Good move, because the Brewers' opener today is now going to be tomorrow. 12:10 first pitch, 11:35 pregame. So no Brewers today. We'll have the Bucks. We'll have our key word, our text to win word, as we're riding into spring. We've got just three more days for you to enter and maybe win one of those Chula Vista overnight stays. Every time you text and enter, you get another entry in for the grand prize. We're giving away bikes, 3-in-1 blender, outdoor furniture. There'll be a couple grand prize packages. So listen for the first chance. We do it at 7, 10, 1, and 3. So 7 o'clock, we'll have a keyword for you to text in. If you haven't already done so, download that Civic Media app. You should have that anyway. You can listen to 98Q, and you will be able to listen to our sister station, 103.1, eventually down the line. But right now, 98Q on your phone, available, and that's where you text us from. Twice an hour, news and sports. Let's do it. It is 6:30.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Recovery efforts continue at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. ABC's Perry Russum is there with more on the remains of the two construction workers who were found on Wednesday.
Emergency workers had started telling the construction workers to get off the bridge, but it was too late for some. Divers recovered the bodies of two workers from a red truck submerged in 25 feet of water. Officials have now paused the search for the four other missing workers, saying the wreckage in the water makes it too dangerous to continue.
It is sentencing day for Sam Bankman-Fried, the founder of the cryptocurrency exchange SBX. Prosecutors are asking for more than 30 years behind bars for defrauding investors. His lawyers say he deserves no more than 6.5 years behind bars. Stabbing spree in Rockford, Illinois, about an hour and a half west of Chicago. 15-year-old girl among the four people killed. The suspect is in custody. No motive. Another big jackpot. Nobody won Powerball last night. Top prize for this weekend, more than $900 million. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former President Donald Trump will hold his first Wisconsin rally of the presidential campaign on Tuesday. His campaign says Trump will visit Green Bay on the day of the state's presidential primary election. Wisconsin's a battleground state, and the Marquette poll says only 2% of voters in Wisconsin have not made up their minds. President Biden's campaign co-chairman is in La Crosse and Wausau today talking about boosting the economy with infrastructure projects.
Billions of dollars have been sent down from Joe Biden to the governor and to the mayors and to communities like this that have helped, you know, change people's lives.
Mitch Landrieu spearheaded the president's trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. He met with mayors in Madison, Milwaukee, Racine, and Sheboygan yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
A
No School Monday is the perfect time to have some fun at the Park Falls Public Library. Join us April 1st at 11 a.m. as we welcome Cliff the Magic Man to our awesome auditorium stage. There is no charge to this fabulous program. It's a great way to end a long weekend, and that's no April fooling. Once again, that is April 1st at 11 a.m. at the Park Falls Public Library, where knowledge is free. Just bring your own container.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks are in the Big Easy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks begin a three-game road trip tonight in New Orleans when they play the Pelicans, but they'll be without one of their best defensive players, guard Pat Beverly, picked up in that trade last month with the 76ers. He's got torn ligaments in his right wrist. It'll require surgery. Recovery 3 to 4 months means his season is likely over. Baseball, Brewers and the Mets season opener called off today due to poor weather in New York. They'll try again tomorrow afternoon. NFL, Packers wrapping up owners' meetings in Orlando. Matt LaFleur on why he's really excited. They've added Giants safety Xavier McKinney to the defense.
I love just his ability to make plays on the ball. I think you saw it in particular. Two plays that stick out to me were in that Philly game where he makes an unbelievable interception on the sidelines, and then the very next play they try to run a screen and he dissects the screen and jumps in front and picks off the ball, like back-to-back two interceptions.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Stop by Ross's Sports Shop to make the switch to summer fishing. Ross's has everything you need, from line, lures, and licenses to guide services and the best bait in the state. Ross's Sports Shop on Lake Avenue in downtown Phillips.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. Shop Pick and Save for your tailgate. Earn a free Brewers ticket for every $50 spent with your Fresh Perks card at Pick and Save now through April 16th. Visit pickandsave.com/brewers for full details. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. A letter in your mailbox says you could save money bundling your home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. You saw it after your teenager backed the car into the mailbox. Dumb news. A new mailbox, basically a box on a stick, costs up to $400. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and go with paperless mail instead. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Yeah. And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. They've got serious traction to keep me on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers' exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. They come in classic, wide, and relaxed fits, as well as a variety of fashionable styles, including athletic looks, so I don't have to sacrifice style for safety. In fact, my Skechers slip-resistant work shoes look so good, I often wear them when I'm not working. Hey, slips can happen at any time, so even if I'm not at work, my Skechers work shoes are putting in overtime. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
Pluto TV won't cost you a thing, because everything is free. So if you want to watch Braveheart, Mean Girls, or The Price is Right, well, The Price is Right. It's free. Just download the app, which, by the way, is also free. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, go to NordicUSA.com or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high, the wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Brand new country.
Drink a watermelon moonshine. Cut the fire with a little ice.
Say what you do, girl. You know, man, you're everything I love.
This is kind of so freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
Dust up.
Downtown, they got a line of people way out the door. 10
Let's tear it up, up. Y'all will be glad you did.
Kick it.
We go way out where there ain't nobody. We turn this cornfield into a party. Headed to the full board in a better photo. Running up a back row song. I can hear what pile out there. What you stepping out better than your boots on.
Kick the dust up.
Kick the dust up. Back it on up.
Kicking the dust up at 98Q Country. Well, your friends at Sierra Pacific are hiring crew members for various shifts, offering flexible schedules and great benefits. You can choose between 4-day, 10-hour shifts with possible Friday overtime, or you can choose the weekend 3-day, 12-hour shifts. They have competitive pay, $1,500 hiring bonus your first year. Join them at Sierra Pacific and start helping the world see clearly. Apply in person, Medford, Merrill, online, sbi-ind.com/careers. Sierra Pacific is an equal opportunity employer, welcoming applicants with disabilities and veterans. All right, no Brewers today. They're off because of rain in New York. They'll have the season opener tomorrow. They'll play three in New York. They'll come back home and have their season opener at home. Next week, next Tuesday. So we've got Bucks tonight. We've got our text to win keyword coming up after 7 o'clock. NCAA March Madness continues today. Check out the updated standings, 98QCountry.com Facebook posting. And there's also, by the way, my wife is taking the initiative. She, when we had our 25th observance of me being here, way too late. I'm speaking for you way too long. 25 years for Joel here. We had some pictures that we passed around. So my wife took the initiative to gather up all the photos that we have, all the old photos around the station from the last 30, 40 years, and she's posting them a few every day on the 98Q Country Facebook page, and some good memories in there of some employees, some that we have that have passed away. And so check that out on our 98Q Country Facebook page. Go in there and like it or whatever you have to do to follow our page. Some nice photos, nice memories in there. One picture. If you've never seen Nancy Johnson, who worked here for many, many years at the front desk, if you've never seen her dressed as Toots and me dressed as what I call my Howard Stern outfit, my wife posted a picture of that yesterday. That right there is is worth the time for you to check it out at the 98Q Country Facebook page.
No matter what the season, let Nick and his professional team from Lakeside Property Services and Management take care of all your landscaping and yard care needs. From mowing to plowing and everything in between, including patio, walkway, and driveway lighting, yard beautification, and maintenance. Trust them to manage your summer homes with complete peace of mind. Just call Nick at 715-661-8114 at Lakeside Property Services in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Nick says landscaping should be the first thing you see and the last thing you worry about.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls, or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance, always moving forward together.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Coming Saturday, April 6th, is the Dick Verbsky's Disadvantaged Adventurous 7th Annual Indoor Fishing Contest at Big Bear Lodge. It's easy. You purchase a fishing license for $5, sit on a bar stool, have some beverages, and win prizes. The contest starts at 11 a.m., weigh in at 4 p.m. The prizes you can win are an over and under shotgun, a 65-inch smart TV, a pellet smoker and grill, a 410 shotgun, and Rough Rider 22 pistol. There will be up to 40 instant winners, a meat raffle, 50-50 raffles, a silent auction, and a chance to win a 43-inch TV just for purchasing a license. And don't forget to get your raffle tickets so you can have a chance at winning a Raven Rio crossbow package, a Weatherby 308 Badlands rifle, and a CVA Optima muzzleloader. All this great fishing fun is waiting for you Saturday, April 6th at Big Bear Lodge, County Road W in Windsor.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/spring.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by Glass2Go and Phillips. Glass2Go provides mobile service for your convenience as well as performing installations on-site during your workday, so there's no time lost for you.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
It is going to be a little warmer today and considerably less windy. Partly cloudy, 35 our high. The wind out of the west at 5 to 15 today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 8 above tomorrow. A mix of clouds and sunshine, 45 with some scattered rain and snow showers tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
Brand new country. I woke up on the wrong side.
Q Country.
Yeah.
Hubbard there with Dancing in the Country at 98Q Country. Waking up to 15. This may be the coolest we'll see for a morning temperature in a while. As we're expected, those overnight lows to be probably 20 to 25 starting tomorrow morning. Yeah, starting tomorrow morning. 45 will be the high tomorrow. 37 on Saturday, but then mid-40s, upper 40s, 50s forecasted starting Sunday through the foreseeable future. We're probably good on the precipitation. Let this stuff out there soak in a little bit. Looks like we're going to get a little bit more maybe on Sunday. But for the most part, drier conditions will take over. We'll slowly melt this snow into the ground. Get your gardens and lawn greened up here in a couple of weeks. I'm sure it won't take long. There were already some buds before we had this snowstorm. There were some buds on the trees already, so they're ready to go. I know the robins are here because there's a robin's nest right outside my window here, and every year I leave the nest there. Every year the robin comes back and the nest is there, and I'm assuming it's the same robin, and it's been flying back and forth. So the robins cannot be happy about their decision to come up here as early as they did before we had that snowstorm. They were singing in the morning, their mating calls. They were out there. Haven't heard them the last few mornings with the snow. I'm sure they're having conversations between themselves. I'm sure it's probably the male robin that made the decision to head north early and probably maybe got lost to directions. Focus on the family are words of wisdom for this Thursday morning, brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
If no one's told you lately, let me be the one to remind you, God loves you. How do I know that? Well, it says so in the Bible, and I'm not limiting God's love to verses like John 3:16 either, although that's a great one. I'm talking about the way the Bible describes God's love for you from the very first page. Even if you've never opened a Bible in your life, you can find Genesis chapter 1. Take a look sometime. Pay attention to how it portrays God's love for you. You'll notice a pattern. Each day, God speaks something into existence, such as light, land, or the sky. Then he looks at his work and declares it good. By the end of day 5, God has deemed everything from the stars above to the animals surrounding us as good. But then comes day 6. This time the pattern changes. After God creates humans, he declares what he has done not just good, but very good. Think about that the next time you feel lost or underappreciated. Go outside and take in the beauty around you. Marvel at the sky, the trees, and the animals. Then find a mirror and look at yourself. While everything around you is good in God's eyes, with you in the picture, it's very good. And I'm telling you, no matter who you are, no matter what you've done, God loves you and has created you in his image. Don't just take my word for it. Read it for yourself, from the first page of the Bible to the last. You'll find one message communicated throughout. God loves you. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy. You're a Health Mart pharmacy who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic